Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses.
Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my offenses, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. So you are justified when you speak, and right in your judgment.
Indeed, I was born steeped in wickedness, a sinner from my mother's womb.
Indeed, you delight in truth deep within me, and would have me know wisdom deep within. Remove my sins with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be purer than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my wickedness.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit.
Let me teach your ways to offenders, and sinners shall be restored to you.
Rescue me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
For you take no delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering.
The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a troubled and broken heart. O God, you will not despise. Let us pray. Gracious God, out of your love and mercy, you breathed into dust the breath of life, creating us to serve you and our neighbors. Call forth our prayers and acts of kindness, and strengthen us to face our mortality with confidence in the mercy of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading for Ash Wednesday is recorded in Joel, the second chapter. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm, O my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Like their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering, a drink offering for the Lord, your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
The second reading for today is recorded in Corinthians, the 5th and 6th chapters. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on the day of salvation I have helped you." See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. So where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please pray first with me. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, we give you thanks, Lord God, that you would stir our hearts and gather us together, that you have named us and claimed us as your beloved, and that you so feed and nourish us with grace and abundance, that you might forgive us, reconcile us, and draw us close to you again. So nourish us again this night,
Mark us with the cross of Christ that raises us to new life this day and for always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I was a senior in college when Beverly Hills 90210 hit the airways as a teen drama with a cast of rising stars and heartthrobs. It was not one of my shows. At that time of life, I was not necessarily tuning in on any regular time in TV. I was not driven by the trends that that show was driving, but it drove its own culture for many of those around me, especially for those just younger than I am. So that as I entered seminary in the mid-90s, many of my classmates had been caught up in their storylines and in the plot twists and in, oh my goodness, so much drama. Luke Perry played the role of Dylan McKay with a certain James Dean look that made even a non-watcher like me take a little bit of notice. He was a star, or certainly a star of that era, and so while I was not a fan, I was certainly aware of his influence on pop culture, and then this past week found myself a little shocked at my own sadness in hearing that Luke Perry, now 52 years of age, died prematurely this weekend after suffering from a catastrophic stroke. One doesn't have to have known Luke Perry to feel empathy for his family and for all those who love him, but maybe it's just that we're separated by only a few years that this seeming unknown person to me, their death seems to hit home for me. It's a reminder, and maybe you have your own experiences that remind you of your own mortality, of the mortality of life, and the fragility of all of life, and how fast everything can change in the twinkling of an eye, and how important it is to make sure that we make every day count. Maybe you experience other reminders of your mortality. It doesn't have to be something you read or someone you read about in the obituaries. It could be just the aches that you feel as you get out of bed. They may remind you that you're not as young as you used to be, or you see the faces of the next generation as they quickly grow into the next station of life or growing in stature, and they remind us again. And today, this night, today, Christians mark Ash Wednesday as an intentional reminder for us. And we receive these stark words: mortal, remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. Now, maybe you'd want to say or respond, you know, we don't need any reminders. Thank you very much. There are enough reminders of the brokenness of life. And I would submit that while, yes, we may have reminders of our mortality around us, we more look to delay and deny them, to compartmentalize them, and to pack them in a box so we don't have to think on them. But tonight we receive the reminder and reflect, and we stop to pray. And so my question is, what will you do with this reminder this year? Where do we go with feelings of grief or loss or fear of the unknown? What do we do when the death of someone we do not know reminds us of our own mortality? And how do we handle the very loss, the very real grief in our own lives? What do we make of a remembrance of our mortality? This evening we're joined by a prayer of the heart as the psalmist writes, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation and sustain me by your bountiful spirit." So how does this happen, that God recreates us anew? Jesus teaches us about our response to the gift of love, that in our prayers and in our fasting, in our sharing and in our serving, that the divine and the holy has the opportunity to reconnect with us and give us deeper meaning in our lives. So Jesus points to our piety. When you give alms, when you share your resources, your gifts, don't do it in order to be seen, but give generously because it's who you have been created to be. When you pray, don't pray so that Pastor Brenda or Pastor Lee will be impressed or proud of you. Don't pray in such a way that you make it on the news, but pray so that yourself and for others daily can experience a connection to the supernatural by opening up yourself to the great I am. And when you fast or choose a spiritual discipline to focus your energy this Lenten season, don't do it in order to brag to your friends of how religious you are or to make them feel guilty for being less than, but for our own self-care, without the need for every prayer to be posted like a selfie on social media. Sharing and serving, praying and fasting, these marks of discipleship and Lenten disciplines help us to make each day count. You see, Jesus knew a secret, that wherever your treasure is, there your heart is. And notice it's subtle, but it's not the other way around. Your heart is not where your treasure is. Your treasure is where your heart is, where you put your love, where you put your life energy. These reminders of our mortality, they drive us not simply to acknowledge the fragility of our life, but to claim the very uniqueness of our lives, that this very day is a precious, brief gift. And so our treasure is found in the gifts we give away. Our treasure is found in the depths of our prayers. Our treasure is found when we are able to love ourselves, love others, and love God with whole hearts and minds and strength. And here's the good news, that the reminder of our mortality we receive comes in the shape of this cross. That's more than a reminder. Beloved siblings, we are marked with the cross of Christ, not left in the dust. It's more than a reminder. Baptized in water with God's promise, we've been united in Christ's death so that we might be united in his resurrection. Named and claimed as God's beloved, we are fed a holy meal, Christ's own body and blood, that we might be full for the journey. So despite our mortality and fragility, we need not be afraid. Paul writes, as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, and hunger, that by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the very power of God, that we are treated as impostors, and yet we are true, as unknown, and yet we are well known, and it's dying, and see, we are alive, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything. Thanks be to God. For this Ash Wednesday, we are reminded of our humanity, and in Christ, of our new life of resurrection, for today and always. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most holy and merciful God,
we confess to you and to one another and before the whole company of heaven that we have sinned by our fault, by our own fault, by our own most grievous fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, O God. We have shut our ears to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, O God. Our past unfaithfulness, the pride, envy, hypocrisy, and apathy that have infected our lives, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God.
Our negligence in prayer and in worship, and our failure to share the faith that is in us, we confess to you.
Have mercy on us, O God. Our neglect of human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Our false judgments, our uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and our prejudice and contempt towards those who differ from us, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God.
Restore us, O God,
and let your anger depart from us. Hear us, O God, for your mercy is great.
Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be a sign of our mortality and penitence, reminding us that only by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ are we given eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation.
That we may show forth your glory in the world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Savior.
Bring us, with all your saints, to the joy of his resurrection.
Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Please stand as you're able. Renewed in the promises of baptism, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church. Turn our lives toward you in repentance. Turn our hearts toward our neighbors in love. Turn our actions toward the world in mercy. Renew us in faith, in prayer, and in compassion. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for the world. Teach us to treasure the earth as your beloved creation. Provide plentiful and healthy homes for all creatures. Bring new life from decay. Repair what has been damaged from misuse or neglect. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for those in need. Protect those who are victimized by crime or injustice. Unburden those who are weighed down by guilt or shame. Assist those who are unemployed. Comfort those who mourn and heal the sick. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for this assembly. Deepen our faith. Empower those who work in our community to provide food, shelter, and health care to those who are in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
With thanksgiving, we remember all who have died in faith. Bring us with them to the promise of an ending life with you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Trusting in your covenant of mercy, O God, we lift our prayers to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray together. Generous God,
you feed us with the harvest of the land,
and you provide for every need.
Receive our gifts of money, imagination, and labor,
and transform them into a feast that welcomes all. In Jesus Christ, our host and our guest.
Amen.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. Broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you.
Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray together. Tender and merciful one, at your feast you turn our emptiness to joy.
Send us now to be ministers of reconciliation, mending broken hearts, working for justice, and striving for peace among all people. Filled with abundant grace, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God, who fills the creation with abundance, Christ, who spreads his arms in forgiveness, Holy Spirit, who draws ever near to us, bless you and bring you to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Marked with the cross of Christ, go forth to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.